Cow-calf producers have responded somewhat to a Thursday deadline for enrollment in coverage of the calf crop under Western Livestock Insurance, WILPIP for short. Numbers did double, but really that's still under 12% of the calf crop. It seems many producers have been reluctant to sign up because of what they perceive as high premium costs up front. The program administered by SAS Crop Insurance, WILPIP, allows producers to lock in a floor price on fall calves. In mid-May, the province did announce it would pay 40% of the premium differential for all cattle classes, retroactive to February 25th. And the May 28th insurance deadline was extended to June 18th, tomorrow. Jody Griffin, the WILPIP program coordinator.
We've insured about 11% of what we think is the marketable calf crop out there. You know, that trend's a little bit lower still from last year, but definitely in the last few weeks, we have seen a spike. Our other programs, like our Fed program and our feeder program, our Fed program is, from a participation standpoint, is a little bit below the year ago levels, but our feeder program is above.
Coverage is based on the ever-fluctuating U.S. cattle futures.
Coverage just ebbs and flows with whatever the futures markets is doing. And so, you know, hindsight's a wonderful thing, and there's been some great opportunities to grasp some really good coverage. In the recent past 3 to 4 weeks, we've kind of seen that back off a little bit. And that just speaks again to that uncertainty that's laying out there with this new environment we're in with COVID. And it also speaks to the currency piece. Our Canadian dollar has been having some pretty big fluctuations here in the past couple of weeks.
WILPIP deadline comes up on Thursday. Ag in Motion Discovery Plus, July 21st to 25th, is going to be an all-digital event near Saskatoon, and of course it's because of the COVID. But show director Rob O'Connor doesn't think it will be that far out there, despite its digital nature.
I don't actually think this is going to be a stretch for anybody. I really believe that we're already getting our information off our cell phones or through our laptops. We utilize all this information in the cab of our sprayer or a combine or a tractor already. I think this is going to be a very easy transition for the farmers to utilize, as well as the ag companies that are going to be promoted through it.
O'Connor says farmers and exhibitors have been receptive to the idea of an all-digital event.
We will still continue to have the companies work on their plot spaces. They might be tailored a little different than they would have been for the show, but we'll still take some videos of that. We'll talk to those crop companies that wanted to feature something at the show, and we'll find out what that is that they wanted to feature, and we'll focus on it for them.
On the land from The Rock, I'm Jack Dawes.